Right, we are now joined by the winning team from tonight's NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race at Gateway Motorsports Park. Driver of the number 24 Fraternal Order of Eagles Chevrolet, Justin Haley. This is Justin's first victory in his sixth top 10 finish in 2018. This is his first Camping World Series victory in 37 starts. Justin, has it sunk in yet?
No, and it's probably not going to. Phenomenal night by all the guys at GMS Racing. It's pretty cool to get your first win. I've dreamt of this my whole life, and Kevin had great strategy, and Keith, my spotter here, he cleared me all night really well, so really good run.
We're also joined by his crew chief, Kevin Belcourt. Kevin, can you walk us through the strategy of those last couple laps and what you communicated to Justin and what you saw on the track?
Yeah, I just let him be. Honestly, he was doing such a great job. The biggest thing, I just tried to help him make a decision on lane. That's one of the biggest things at the end of these races, making the right decision on lane choice. And I like to let him make the call, but I try to encourage him, and we were on the same page. So I just really tried to keep quiet, let him focus on what he had to do. His last two restarts were absolutely perfect. He executed them excellent, and I mean, he just went and won the race, so it was awesome.
And we're also joined by Keith Barnwell, Special Projects Manager with GMS, and Justin's spotter. Talk about the last couple laps for Justin.
Last couple laps were great. You know, it's one of those where we come down to the end, and you know, you kind of want Johnny behind you, and you know the 18 and the 4 there before the 18 had a problem. You're hoping it'll all line up, and then at the end it ended up not lining up exactly the way you planned for it to line up. So Justin got a great start. His restarts were great tonight, been really good all year. And we pulled away and got his first win. It was wonderful. It was great.
We'll open up to questions for the winning team. Caleb?
Caleb Whistler, KickingTheTires.net. Justin, I always ask you, you've always been learning from Johnny, hanging out with Johnny, learning from him. Do you think that's going to become less or stop now that you have scored your first win?
No, you can never stop learning. You know, even the Top Cup guys learn every weekend something new. So I think I said at the last race where I finished third or second to him, you know, I like being Johnny's teammate because I can lean on him so much, but I hate racing him because he's so good. And you know, honestly, looking there, him on my outside of that last restart, he was probably the last person I wanted to see just because I knew he was so good, and he's been around so long he could execute it properly. But you know, the high line was pretty dusty there after John Hunter oiled it down, and I was kind of afraid to go up there, but the grip strip had a lot more, so just picking that right lane really helped right there. But I don't think I'll ever stop learning from Johnny. We bounced back and forth quite a bit throughout the weekend, and probably his best friend. So, yeah, it's for sure really good having him around.
I think he probably meant, do you think Johnny will stop teaching you now that you have your win?
No, he's always been, you know, I got to work for the answers out of him.
Aaron Bearden, Kicking the Tires. Justin, you've been on the playoff bubble for the last few months. Now it's completely wiped off. You got a win. You're in. How relieving is that?
Yeah, that's really big. That's probably the biggest thing about this whole thing is last year I had to miss the first two races, and we didn't have the best season, but we were always there. And then this season we just regrouped, and we were completely up there. You know, we've ran second, third so many times. We've had top five trucks everywhere we've gone. This was a brand new truck tonight. It was the first time it's ever been on the racetrack yesterday during practice. So phenomenal from GMS Fabrication to bring a brand new truck out on the track like that and have a dominating win there.
Just talk about the track tonight, and it seemed like you guys were running fast earlier in the night. Just talk about how the track ran.
Yeah, the repave was I was a little worried that the racing wasn't going to be good, honestly, but the racing was phenomenal. It was side-by-side. You know, the preferred groove when you're out there by yourself was the top, but on a restart you could really dig on the bottom on new tires. So it provided great racing, and I really enjoyed racing here. I've kind of always been on the fence about this track, but obviously now it's one of my favorites. So going out of it, I can't say too much bad about it.
All right, gentlemen, we're all set. Congratulations.
Oh, one more.
hang on. Chris Knight, what you got?
Oh, wait, no, there's going to be
two questions.
Two more questions.
Yeah, Kevin Pruitt, STLRacing.com. Can you talk about that second last restart? You got that big push from Tony Gillian, and you almost seemed to lose it. He hit you like twice.
Yeah, you know, he gave me a great bump there in the restart zone, and I got up by Gregson, and then he gave me another big punt, and it kind of lifted the rear tires up off the ground. But apparently the people underneath me, I really wasn't paying attention to them, but they didn't have a good restart either. So, like I said, the top was phenomenal on restarts. You could just really rip up there. And I downshifted right there and got the truck back set back down and drove away. Then the caution came back out, which I was bummed about, but now I really couldn't care.
We'll finish with Chris Knight.
All right, Chris Knight, catchfence.com, NASCAR Wire Service for Justin and Kevin. Going into the championship playoffs, are you guys the underdog? Are you guys the sleeper? And where do you guys think that you guys will stack up as far as the championship is concerned?
I think we've been that team that's always been really competitive in top three, but not talked about a lot. I think everywhere we go in practice, we're always really fast. We qualify up there. We haven't missed the final round yet this year in qualifying, and then we've always had great strategy, like I said. So Kevin will probably agree we're not the underdog team at all. We're one of the competing ones. You know, I think we're right up there with Johnny and Gregson. We just don't get that much media.
You got to earn it, and you know, and I know that this win's obviously going to go a long way to earning the respect that you need to be considered one of those top tier teams. That's going to be the ones that they can say, okay, these guys are going to be racing for it in Homestead. But like Jay said, our speed has been extremely consistent this year. We ran top three at Charlotte all day. And, I mean, Dover, we finished second or third. I mean, we've been really had good speed this year. Had some bad luck, but I couldn't tell you how excited I am. And the way the chase falls out for us, this kid's an incredible road course racer. We got Mossport in the chase. This track's a lot like Phoenix. It's in the chase. We got good stuff at Texas. Talladega, he always runs in the front. I mean, the way the chase falls out for us, I couldn't be more excited. So, I don't feel like an underdog at all, but we're not done winning. We're going to go win more and prove that to everybody.